The house is a dump. Everything's beat up. I've told you 1,000 times we need to rebuild this place. Oh, it's starting to leak. Oh, turn it off.
Oh, man, so what? It can't be fixed?
No way. All these pipes are rusted, I think.
Then what should I do with all these dishes now?
I'll fix it for you somehow to get your work done today, and tomorrow I'll have to get a plumber to fix it properly.
All right. Don't make any plans for tomorrow. We've got an appointment at the clinic for some tests.
Forget about any tests. I'm not going.
Don't start it again, Manucher. We've already talked about this. We agreed to continue with the treatments until the doctors say there's no hope.
And what hope? What are you saying? We've been trying to get treatment for all these years. Has anything happened for there to be any hope at all? Soraya, why don't you want to accept it? Man, we can't have children. It can't be forced. As those up north say, if the soil's no good, there'll be no crop. Hey, turn it off! Turn it off! You've gone crazy! You've gone crazy!
I can't anymore, Manucher, you understand? I can't keep telling all those nosy people that it's not the time for having a child. Telling them that it's too soon. Because it's already late for both of us. You understand?
All right, fine, fine. Don't cry so much. Fine, I'll do whatever you say. I'll go wherever you want. I'll take whatever test you say. Just go. I'll do the dishes myself. Go on.
Landlord?
Well, well. Hello, how are you? Hey, welcome back, man.
Hello there, Manucher.
How's it going?
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Why so unannounced?
I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, that's great.
Where's everyone else?
Well, your mother has gotten in the mood for Hafez. She's looking for guidance in his poetry that might solve all of our problems. And your sister's in the kitchen crying her eyes out.
Why is she crying?
Why does she always cry? Same as usual. What's this?
It's your souvenirs.
Man, you are awesome. You're embarrassing us, brother.
What news from the relatives?
If by relatives you mean your uncle and your aunt, then nothing. Same as it's always been. Thanks a lot, man. What's up with you? How did the interview go?
The interview? Well, actually, I went and they put an application form in front of me. There were some questions and I filled them out.
Hello, my son.
Hello, mother. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you. What's going on?
Did you have a fun trip, yes?
A business trip is all work. God willing, next time we'll all go on a vacation together.
God willing. Did you have some dinner, darling?
No, Mom, I'm so tired, I have no appetite.
Hello, Bazad.
Hello.
Are you well? Welcome
How are
back.
You? You okay?
I'm fine. What's
thanks.
Going on
Come
with you?
Come on. Look, your brother's bought sweets from Isfahan. Of course, it's from Tehran, Shariati Street.
Do you have to embarrass me? Man, the story is, I had so much on my mind over there, I forgot to buy any souvenirs. I got to Tehran and realized that it'd be bad to come home empty-handed. So I went up the street and bought the best sweets they had.
The fact that you were thinking of us, that's enough, my son. Thank you very much.
Again, I'm sorry. It's really nothing.
You're awesome.
Mom, I'm going to get some sleep. I'm tired. Good night. Good night.
Good night to you too. Good night.
You've been on 1,000 trips and you've never bought a thing back.
Oh, dear mother-in-law, wherever I went, you were always in my heart. It's really something, this mother. What is it? Why are you upset again? I already told you. Sure, I'll take the test.
Now that you have made me cry.
Well, I'm sorry then. Oh, what the hell.
Hello, Baha, dear. How are you doing? How's your dad?
What can I say, Aunt? He's not doing well at all. Ever since he lost his eyesight, he's gotten really upset. Fear of blindness wasn't enough. Now the fear of being all alone's been added to it.
Considering the big emotional blow that he's taken, I think these things are very natural.
No, it's not natural, Aunt. When he's alone, he talks to himself. He argues with himself. He says that he sees Uncle Habib.
I see. Maybe it's from thinking too much. Maybe spend more time with him. Don't leave him alone.
I feel really bad for him, Aunt. The poor thing's suffering a lot.
I know what you're saying very well.
But anyhow, you have to be strong. You have to look after your dad. In my opinion, it'd be best if you'd convince him to go back to the factory. That way he'll be kept occupied. And he won't be able to think so much.
In fact, he's been going to the factory for a few days. He takes Nagar with him so he won't be alone. That poor thing's fallen behind in school and studies.
Anyhow, there really is nothing else to be done, darling. You have to have patience. Just wait. God willing, everything will be fine. I won't take up any more of your time. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Those who are tired when they're in need of something, they don't have the strength to go after it. Arguing and fighting isn't the manly way to go about it.
You were awake the whole night.
I have to hand over this dress today.
Don't do this to yourself. Your eyes will get even weaker.
I think they've already gotten a lot weaker.
Let me see you, Homa. Have you been crying?
No, it's nothing.
I'm really sorry for the way I acted last night. I went too far. I'm really sorry, Homa.
No, man, I'm not upset about that. It's something else.
What is it?
Agavan. I really want to tell you something. But I don't want Mum to find out about it.
What's happened? Tell me already.
It's about Sina.
Well, what about Sina?
Agavan, Sina's become an addict.
What?
I saw it myself. Last night, I don't know what the hell he was smoking. But I'm sure it was drugs, you know?
You're making a mistake. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. It's just, Agavan, make sure Mom doesn't find out. If she finds out, she'll die from worry. Don't say anything to her, for God's sake.
Please just calm down for now. Just let me see how I can take care of this mess. That stupid kid. Where is he now?
In his room.
When did he come home last night?
He came in late last night. When he was done, he went to sleep.
Oh, God. Sina?
Get up. Leave him alone. He's sleeping. What do you want with him so early in the morning?
Nothing. I wanted to know where he was that he came home so late last night.
Do you say where you go, and should he ask as well?
Where do I have to go, Mother? I go from one law firm to the next law firm. Today I'm going to see Nikar. Maybe he'll stop being so stubborn and let me go back to work. I'll be home a bit late today. Don't worry about me. Goodbye.
Why? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to one of my old friend's birthday parties.
Which friend?
I went to university with her. You don't know her. Mariam. Goodbye now.
Mariam, who knows what she's hiding? What's with you?
Nothing. I've been sewing all night. I'm tired. I'm going to get some sleep.
Sina. Sina, dear. Sina, dear.
What is it so early in the morning?
Get up and go after your sister, see where she's going.
And where should I go right now? If I follow her, I'll get her upset.
To hell if she gets upset. I have to know where she's going. I have to know what she's hiding from us. Sina, you went back to sleep again. Get up. Not for nothing, but you're her brother. Where's your honor? Get up, my son. Get up. Take these 15,000 tomans, go after her and see where she's going.
Argavan, hold on, I'm coming with you.
Sina, if you've come to get money, I don't have any.
What money, man? Mom woke me up from sleep and she sent me to shadow you to see where you're going. I'm supposed to follow you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Our poor mom. She doesn't know what a wreck her officer is.
What's that mean? Watch out you don't get run over.
You already know what I'm talking about, Sina.
By the way, you didn't say where your house is. Is it uptown? That's right, it has to be uptown, yeah? He's a really proper person. He can cover his expenses. Thank God. Are you going home right now?
No. I'm going to see Nakar to see if he'll agree to let me go back to work.
Uh-huh. Give me Dad's address. I need it.
What do you want it for?
I want to see him. Don't worry about it. I need to talk to him about something.
About what?
I don't get it. You're his daughter and you can go see him, but I'm his son and I can't see him. Well, I want to talk to him. What's it got to do with you?
Sino, where were you last night?
At one of my friend's house. We were working on a musical piece. How come?
Yeah, right. Just say you'd gone to buy junk to smoke. For how long?
All right now, forget about it.
To hell with that. Look at me. Sina, you have to quit before Mum finds out. Before you destroy yourself. Do you hear me?
Yeah, man, I hear you, I hear you.
Who else knows? Huh?
Davuti's found out, too.
Oh.
He turned around and said he won't invest in our album unless I quit. Right now, I'm just looking for a clean drug test result.
Uh-huh, so that's why you want Dad's address. You want him to forge a test result for you.
So why can he forge for you, but he can't forge for me?
Even if you get it from him, it won't do you any good. Because I'll tell Davuti you're still using.
Oh, is that how it is?
That's how it is.
Well, then I'll go to Mom and open my mouth and tell her that her daughter's gotten married. You know she'll have a heart attack if she finds out her daughter snuck off and gotten married, right?
Aren't you ashamed of yourself threatening me?
Can't complain if you're doing it too.
Look here, Sina. You can be sure I have absolutely no fear of the truth. If I've waited until now, it was out of respect for Bizard, who asked me to wait for him to say everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't tolerate the situation for a minute.
All right, now forget about it, man. You got any money to give me? I need it now.
Give you money so you can spend it on drugs?
No, man, I need money for myself right now. I have to give it to someone. I owe them.
I told you, I don't have any. Even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you.
So go get it from your husband. He's got money.
He doesn't either.
You're poor and you went and married a beggar. Why'd you go and become his wife? We've got plenty of poor people around us already. Don't make me beg you so much. Give me money. I need the money right now. You get it? It won't do me any good later. I need it now.
Look here. If I find out you spent it on drugs, I'll kill you. Take it.
30,000 a month.
Don't get so cheeky. I don't have any more.
So we've made up for now, right? Now give me Dad's address, please.
Our deal was 1 week, not longer than that. She doesn't want to. To hell with what she wants, and you. I'm talking properly. It's you that hasn't acted properly. You are lying. You took advantage of my trust. You used that damn illness to take my child from me, but you've made a mistake. I'm an attorney, and I know what to do. I'll come there and take her back from you. Yes, I'll come there and take her back from you. I'll do something. I'll do something that'll make you beg me. The hell you will! I show you! Damn you! Damn you! You make me sick! You hear me?
Yes, come in.
I'm sorry.
Has something happened, Mr. Nicar?
No, nothing has happened here. Get that phone out of here, ma'am.
Sure. Excuse
me. What is it now?
Mrs. Arnie is here. She wanted to know if it's possible if she could see you.
Tell her to come in.
Hello, Mr. Nicar.
Hello. Sit down. You must have heard the sound of my yelling.
Yes.
This is all your fault, you know that.
What do you mean, my fault?
You said she has the right. She's a mother. She's suffering. Take her child so she can see her. She doesn't want to send my child back now.
I just wanted to help. I promise that's really all that I was doing.
To who? To me? Or to that treacherous person?
Anyhow, I'm sorry. I don't mean to meddle. But while that woman is a mother and she has the right. To be honest, I think it's only natural for her to want to raise her own child.
Then what about me? Don't I have any rights? Aren't I the father of that child?
You are.
When me and my mother were raising her, where was that woman? I won't back down. Even if I have to force it, I'll get my child back.
Mr. Nicar, you are an attorney. I wouldn't expect you to use force against anyone.
When they use force and trickery to take something from you, then you have to use force and prudence to get it. Forget about it. By the way, what news of your client? Mr. Farouzan Farr, do you still see him?
No, I don't have any news of him after his case was closed.
Then what happened? Weren't you supposed to marry each other?
I changed my mind.
I see. Maybe it's for the best this way. That kind of person, the more attention you give them, the more delusional they become.
Yes.
Well, have you started working somewhere, or are you still unemployed?
No, unfortunately, I'm still unemployed.
I want to give you another chance. Just like before, you can continue working here, with the same salary and the same conditions. I just hope you don't repeat your past mistakes.
You can be sure they won't be repeated.
Ah, well, I have to go to the courthouse. Take a look at this file, see what you can do for him.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Homayun?
Hold on, I'm coming. What is it? Why are you just standing there staring at me? I asked you what you want.
You don't recognize me?
Should I recognize you?
Well, I shouldn't expect much more than this from a father that hasn't asked about his wife and children for so long.
Sina, my son? Is that you?
Thank God you still haven't forgotten my name, then.
It's true I've gotten old, but I haven't gone dumb yet. You're my son, and I love you. I love you so much. Praise the Lord, how you've grown up.
Listen, I just wanted to talk to you. Can I come in, please?
But of course you can come in. This is your house. Come in. Come in, my son. Come in. It's your own house. Go inside. It's your own house. Thanks for coming. Thank you for coming, son. Here. I just brewed it. Sorry I don't have fruit or pastries in the house, but you can sweeten your mouth with some candy.
I heard there's a lot of money in your field of work, but it seems that's not the case. Business isn't good, huh? I thought to myself I'll come and become your apprentice, your assistant. I don't know, I thought it might be able to make something for myself here.
Don't ever say that again, son. Never.
How come? You afraid you'll have competition?
Listen to me, son. Being a bad father is different from being a bad man. I wasn't a good father to you, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to ruin your future either. Go find a profession that is dignified, that has some honor to it. Your sister said that you're a musician, that you compose music. Go make a life for yourself.
I heard you forged a document for Argovan.
That was me giving consent for Argovan to have a good future, even at the cost of my own death.
How important is my future for you?
A lot. More than you could possibly imagine.
You do your job well. So just do for me what you did for Argovan, okay?
Another death certificate?
Drug test result.
Drug test?
No, you don't need to make a big deal about it. Once a year, once a month, I just do it for fun. I'm not an addict, okay?
What have I done to my children?
What didn't you do to your children? 20 years ago, when you abandoned your wife and 3 children among a bunch of poor and useless people, that's when you should have asked this question. You don't need to act like a father now, just don't act like an enemy. I wish you'd been watching over us 10, 15 years ago. Even if you'd smacked us in the head, it would have been all right. But not now, when it makes no difference if you're there or not. If Argovan's future is important for you, then give me what I want quickly. Otherwise, whatever happens won't be to anyone's advantage. Thanks for the bitter tea.
You had eyes for a lifetime and didn't see anything. Now that you don't, what do you want to see?
Maybe I can't see anything. But down there, there are eyes that have to see that I'm still watching over my factory, you see. I haven't become useless yet.
Eyes that have been staring at the wealth of the world for a lifetime will eventually be shut to this world. That's the way it is. He who digs the grave eventually ends up in it.
No. No. It's not you that's talking to me. I'm doing it myself. I'm arguing with myself.
You're making a mistake. Because I'm right here. Always, everywhere. Like your shadow, I'm always behind you.
Let go of my hand. Let go of my hand, damn you! What do you want from me? Leave me alone!
Has something happened, Mr. Frusenfar?
It's nothing, ma'am. You can go. And please close the door.
Yes, of course.
Daddy, are you all right?
Yes, darling, I'm fine. Go get to your work.
Here, drink this water. By the way, Father, one of the infusion devices has broken. I called the engineering department, and they said they don't import the parts anymore.
It's all right. We'll fix it.
But how, Father? With empty hands.
It's true, our hands are empty. But there are intelligent brains that can make something out of nothing. Tell the person in charge that the factory's production can't be stopped under any circumstances. Is there anything else?
Father, I cannot handle running the factory. This place needs a person that knows the ins and outs of the job.
You're right. Let me see. Can you find someone to teach me how to read Braille?
Teach you Braille?
Yes. Now that my destiny has turned out like this, I'll forget the light of day and get used to the darkness of night. Yes, find someone to teach me to read Braille.
Sure thing, Father.
Hassan.
Nagar.
Yes, Father?
Come sit right here and do your work.
Sure thing, Father.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. Thank you.
مثل حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن